Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC, this is Money Talking. I'm Charlie Herman.
One of the other big topics at the Republican convention is going after the big banks.
The Republican platform this year calls for something that Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren have made a core focus of their push in recent years.
The GOP platform will include language advocating for a return of Glass-Steagall.
Listen, it's a symbol for what people want, which is basically to bust up the banks. And apparently that's got bipartisan support.
You heard that right. Republicans and Democrats appear to agree on at least one idea, bringing back the Depression-era banking regulation known as the Glass-Steagall Act. Now, if you don't recall, this was an act of Congress that separated commercial banking, the boring stuff like loans and mortgages, from investment banking, more risky activity like mergers and acquisitions and IPOs. Glass-Steagall was enacted after the 1929 crash with the hopes that it would prevent that kind of financial crisis from happening again. But in 1999, the act was repealed, and when the crash happened in 2008, well, it's still being debated if Glass-Steagall could have prevented that from happening. With me to analyze what appears to be a moment of bipartisanship is Rana Fruhar with Time Magazine and Tony Fratto with Hamilton Place Strategies. And Rana, just how important was Glass-Steagall?
Well, it was pretty important. You know, a lot of people feel like it kept banking pretty safe and pretty plain vanilla up until the last 30 years or so when we started to see all kinds of deregulation. Glass-Steagall and the rollback of that during the Clinton administration was just part of an entire body of deregulation that happened. I think that saying that it's going to be some kind of silver bullet to preventing all financial crises is naive, but I think it's an interesting starting point, particularly given the bipartisan support. And if you think about it in a modern way, you know, we can't just bring it back wholesale as it was in the 1930s, but a modernized Glass-Steagall that really separates out taxpayer-supported and underwritten plain vanilla lending from the riskier trading side of the financial sector is, to me, kind of a smart thing.
Tony, I have to say that when I saw that the Republican platform included this, I was actually really surprised because this has been a party that has been really critical of regulation. And this week, as we celebrate the anniversary of the Dodd-Frank bill, which put in place regulation after the financial crisis, they are very much opposed to it. So where did this come from?
Well, it came from the head of Donald Trump and his campaign manager, Paul Manafort. I think it's a stretch to say that there's bipartisanship here. I know it was found its way into the Republican platform, but it was really slipped in. I mean, even the reporters who were covering the platform debate never noticed it in there, and there was no debate of it during the platform committee. So as it turns out, Republican leadership on finance committee, banking committees were equally surprised. So it's the legislation to restore a form of Glass-Steagall has been introduced on the Hill a few times. It has very little Republican support, I think three co-sponsors in either house. So, I think it was slipped in by the Trump campaign with this belief that they can capture Bernie Sanders voters by espousing support for this provision. And I don't think there was a whole lot of thought into it beyond that.
But if it were to be enacted, Rana, if we do have at least those supporters of Trump supporting it, we have many people on the left supporting putting back in place Glass-Steagall. How disruptive would it be to the financial industry if that happened?
Well, you know, the financial industry is already being disrupted from many, many different sides. And one thing that's interesting I want to mention, Republicans are actually pushing back against the existing Dodd-Frank regulation. You introduced Glass-Steagall as sort of a new part of this debate, possibly rethinking the Volcker Rule, which was really supposed to, in spirit anyway, bring back Glass-Steagall. It didn't quite get there because of bank lobbying pressure. You've also got technology firms coming in and putting pressure on banks. You know, so there's a lot of disruption right now. I think one thing is clear to me about what the population at large thinks, and that is that there's just a lot of common sense between separating out risky trading, which really doesn't have as much social value as this plain vanilla lending. We want to get back to a model of banking that supports society, whatever that looks like.
Tony, let me ask you, since you work a lot with the financial sector, the banking sector, how worried are they this week when they saw this idea of bringing back Glass-Steagall was included in the Republican platform?
Well, I think they were surprised by it, and there were lots of questions as to whether this was, in fact, you know, a real effort from the Republican Party to change their position. And I think they were happy to hear, you know, from Republican leaders in Congress that they weren't necessarily on board with Glass-Steagall. Now, I mean, I think Ron is right. There is a lot of attention to where financial regulation should go from here. And I think there are a lot of misunderstanding even with what Dodd-Frank actually does and doesn't do on both sides of the spectrum. I find myself actually ending up having to defend Dodd-Frank from both Democrats and Republicans on this issue because there's a lot of misunderstanding in terms of what they've done with capital and liquidity and transparency and testing the banks.
This is actually part of the problem, I would argue. We have to be very careful that we don't end up with regulation that is fighting the last war. We need to look at the whole ecosystem and make sure everybody's being treated fairly and, most importantly, make sure the financial system is serving the real economy.
Tony, I want to ask you one thing that you said. You thought the insertion of this idea of bringing back Glass-Steagall into the Republican platform was an attempt by the Trump campaign to woo Sanders supporters. Can you explain that a little bit more? Is this just purely politics of trying to get voters on the left?
I think it is in this case with the insertion in the platform, the way it happened. And I think the Trump campaign all but admitted that. They have been saying for some time, in fact, you've heard Donald Trump himself, when Bernie Sanders dropped out of the race, that his voters should go and support Donald Trump. I think they're mistaking the same level of passion and maybe even anger with Washington and the establishment with agreement on policy outcomes. And so I think they're actually deluded a little bit that Sanders voters are going to overlook Trump's views on a whole host of issues, on immigration, on the way he's spoken about women and other things, and make that leap and support him. And just to be sure, Elizabeth Warren is out every day on Twitter reminding them that Donald Trump isn't their friend.
She's also supporting banking regulation. So it's an interesting juxtaposition.
Exactly. And I think, she's not fooled by Donald Trump, and I don't think she's going to let Bernie Sanders voters be fooled by Donald Trump either.
So you can be a Bernie Sanders supporter and mad at banking, but that doesn't mean you're going to go vote for Donald Trump.
Exactly.
Well, Tony Fratto is a partner with Hamilton Place Strategies, and Rana Faruhar is the assistant managing editor for business at Time Magazine. She's also the author of Makers and Takers, The Rise of Finance and the Fall of American Business. Thank you both for joining.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And I'm Charlie Herman, and this is Money Talking from WNYC.